from KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Penny Nelson in for Rachel Miro. Four Southern California men are in custody, charged with plotting to kill Americans overseas by joining al-Qaeda and the Taliban in Afghanistan. Federal authorities say the defendants allegedly planned to bomb government facilities and public places. One of those charged served in the U.S. Air Force. Exit polling from Election Day shows the growing political strength of non-white voters in California. Field poll numbers indicate Latinos, Asian Americans, and African Americans together made up about 40% of the state's voters this year, in line with voter registration numbers. And for the first time in California, the non-white turnout roughly matched the white turnout. And in San Francisco, public nudity is on the docket today. The city's Board of Supervisors is slated to vote on an ordinance that would prohibit people from being naked in most public places, with some exceptions for special events such as festivals and parades. A federal lawsuit challenging the ban has already been filed in case it passes. The centerpiece of California's climate strategy is now in place with the launch of its long-awaited market for greenhouse gas emissions. With the first official auction of carbon pollution permits now in the books, science editor Craig Miller reports that the controversial program known as cap and trade is a reality.
It is the biggest such program in the country. The first auction of carbon allowances actually happened last week, but Monday, officials certified and released the results, pronouncing it an early success.
It all worked just as we had hoped it would.
That's Mary Nichols, California's top air regulator, whose agency runs the program. She expressed relief that bidders bought up all the allowances offered for 2013, the first year of compliance, and that most of the bidders were companies in the program as opposed to traders or speculators.
We're just pleased that the allowances sold out and that they sold out at a good price. We think that's a sign that we've got a vibrant and successful market here.
In theory, the higher the price, the stronger the disincentive to pollute. But this first auction established a carbon price of just about $10 per metric ton, just pennies above the minimum bid set by the state. Tim O'Connor says that's not necessarily bad news. He directs the California Climate and Energy Program for the Environmental Defense Fund.
I think we saw, some reports about the sky is going to fall in California. What we saw really on the contrary was that this looks like a policy that's really going to clear the sky in a cost-effective way.
Cost-effective is, of course, in the eye of the beholder, and business interests are still trying to overturn the entire auction system. A lawsuit filed by the California Chamber of Commerce awaits a hearing date in Sacramento Superior Court. Meanwhile, the next cap-and-trade auction is scheduled for February. For the California Report, I'm Craig Miller.
Bank of America is ahead of Wells Fargo and Chase in giving relief to California homeowners at risk of foreclosure. That's according to the latest figures on the Attorney General's mortgage settlement. Arthi Shahani reports.
Mortgage settlement monitor Catherine Porter acknowledges that so far, banks haven't provided loan relief for distressed homeowners, so much as focused on short sales.
They existed before the settlement. They're going to continue to exist after the settlement. But I think the takeaway from this is a lot of movement from the last time we looked at where we were in June to where we are now in September. Much more of the relief is starting to become principal reductions.
But Porter expects more families will be able to stay in their homes as banks now shift toward reducing the total principal that borrowers owe on their mortgages. Bank of America went from writing off $0 in homeowner debt before the March settlement to wiping out about $850 million in first and second mortgages.
Very dramatic movement, and we can see a very large pipeline of billions of dollars of additional first lien work coming down the pike.
San Francisco-based Wells Fargo, the largest loan servicer in the state, has helped fewer borrowers than Chase and less than a third as many as Bank of America.
Wells has been somewhat slower to initiate programs. And so I'm working with them and making sure they're making good progress on that front.
Wells Fargo spokesman Tom Goida disputes the characterization, saying his bank is moving at a steady pace.
We are doing second lien extinguishments for borrowers, but it's a multi-step process, and we've just chosen not to report on that activity until all of the stages of that process are completed.
Settlement monitor Catherine Porter says she's been trying, without success so far, to get updated numbers from Chase and Wells Fargo. For the California Report, I'm Arthi Shahani.
And now, here's another in our occasional series on people who volunteer in California called The Giving State. Today, we meet a PR specialist in San Francisco who does online marketing for a senior dog rescue group.
My name is Marie Mackesbach, and I am a volunteer from Leadville. I am a foster mom, and I volunteer as a marketing team leader, which means I do design, merchandise, website design, and Facebook and tweeting. Leadville is a dog rescue organization that focuses on older dogs 7 years and older. We focus on educating people about the benefits of adopting older dogs and why, you know, adoption is better than adopting from a breeder or from a store.
Oh, you're being so good. Yes, you are. I just said, yes, fun.
You know, you put messages out there, and you don't really know how many people are reading it. But when people are actually walking in saying, I heard you have a kissing booth. I heard that you sell organic dog treats. It's so exciting because people are actually paying attention to our advertising and all of our Facebooking and our tweeting and our blogging.
We're almost there.
I never in my wildest dreams imagined that it would be what I see out there now, the successful, with tons of dogs getting adopted, people seeing the benefit and the beauty of these older dogs who all of them would be euthanized right now, all of them, purely because they're old. I can't imagine not knowing senior dogs. It's been the biggest, most affecting thing that's happened to me, and I'll never give up working with this group. It's like a part of me.
Say hi, hello. Say, I just got adopted today.
Marie Mackesbach was interviewed by our former intern, Rena Flores. You can listen to this profile again and hear other profiles online at californiareport.org/givingstate. That's the California Report for Tuesday, November 20th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Penny Nelson. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. And the California Endowment. Health happens with prevention at calendow.org.